This comes after the Royal Hobart Hospital yesterday announced it had cancelled some elective surgeries to free up beds. A university project almost cost a Melbourne student his life when he jumped into freezing water to save his crashed zone.
Osjo has succumbed to a very sore throat. Now to a remarkable hospital bedside interview with the Lindt Cafe killer Man Monis. It's an interrogation conducted by detectives on a Sunday night at Nepean Hospital, now released by the court.
Oh, how smooth was that? It's a pleasure to be joined by the Southern Cross weatherman who is now a news anchor extraordinaire. Pete, after all this time, do you feel like you've missed your calling?
Yeah, pity I didn't know about I could do that 30 years ago.
Mate, so when did you think, all right, this is me, all right, this is my time to shine, Joe, you're out, I'm in?
I was spoken about it before, what on earth would happen if she keeled over, but then all of a sudden it did. So we really didn't have time to think, we just decided, we could go and find someone else. I said, no, I'll do it. Get out of the way.
Yeah. So are you like secretly reading Joe's scripts in the background for 34 years, mate, just in case this ever happened?
It's now paid off.
I imagine you're just reading from the teleprompter. You had no idea what stories were coming up and you were just, you know, just winging it really, but your delivery was excellent.
Well, it was very hard. You didn't know if it was going to be a sad news story or something vibrant or political. So it was, you had to catch the mood real quick.
And what did you think of the feedback? Because I looked on social media last night and a lot of kind words about you, Murph.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Gives me a new sense of worth.
Yeah. Any offers?
No, I started on the bottom rung of the ladder and I'm still there.
So Joey's okay, Pete?
She is all right. You won't be seeing me back in that chair again very soon. But it was very hard to concentrate last night, Leroy, because the only thing you were thinking about was Joe's well-being and how she was. You know, that's what I was feeling. You know, so I couldn't concentrate on the news. I was just worried about Joe.
Well, that's not what Joe said, Pete, because Joe said in a tweet that you wouldn't give the microphone back once she had come good. Is that true?
She did walk into the studio a couple of times saying, is everything going all right? I said, yeah, off you go. We've got it covered.
Now, Pete, what did management say?
Don't bother putting in an invoice, is all I heard.
So can I have you as my backup in case I ever struggle with the drive home and need a backup? You willing to come in and do the show for us?
Sure, look, if fares you can do radio, anybody can.
Peter Murthy, Southern Cross weatherman, now superhero newsreader extraordinaire. Thanks very much for your time.
Cheers, mate. Good to talk to you.